Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Freshly Screened. This is our casual film review podcast featuring your two co-hosts. I'm Evan.
I'm Lynn.
You may know us from our other podcast, Nostalgia Cops and the Rebetween podcast, but this is our movie review podcast because, as we've talked about on both of those shows, we're both big movie buffs.
Yes.
And we've been wanting to find an outlet for a way to talk about movies and, you know, talk about what we think about movies, because I'm sure that's what you want to hear. So
yeah, you want two 25-year-old kids being like, this is what I thought about this movie.
That's exactly what you want. So that
I think also it goes to say that we have a lot of opinions about a lot of movies, and we only share them with ourselves.
We do.
So maybe this is a good outlet for
us. Definitely. So with this show, as we've talked, I think we talked about months ago before we even started it, this is basically just going to be a very casual show. You know, we're recording this on our phone. You know, we're not doing any crazy editing.
Nope.
This is just going to be a really casual, simple movie review podcast. Today's episode, our first pilot episode, is about the Alexander Aja thriller monster movie called Crawl. So for those that may not know, Alexander Aja, he directed The Hills Have Eyes back in 2006. He also directed, I'm trying to think what other movie he directed. I can look it up on my phone here, but most people know him from The Hills Have Eyes, which I actually watched and thought was actually really a good horror movie.
Never saw it.
It sort of was one of the first films that people considered torture porn in a sense.
Oh, really?
But it, I mean, The Hills Have Eyes, the 2006 version was a remake of the 1970s version of Hills Have Eyes.
Okay.
So they were trying to update it for modern audiences. And from what I remember, stylistically, it made some really interesting choices.
Okay.
It had sort of that Rob Zombie aesthetic of a, you know, very, you know, gritty, grungy kind of horror film set in the desert with these like mutant people in an old,
wasn't
like,
it about incest
kind of it, yeah
okay
kind of a little it was like, it was I, about like mutant families that
right.
were like in the shadows of this like old radiation nuclear site, like
okay.
nuclear test site. So yeah,
I know what it's about. Never saw it though.
Yeah,
definitely.
I've seen it. I saw it once a while ago, and I've seen it a couple times since then, you know, when it's been on TV and things like that.
Okay.
But, interesting film. He also directed Piranha 3D back in 2010.
Oh really?
Yes. And he also directed Horns, which was the Daniel Radcliffe like movie where he played as a man accused of raping and murdering his girlfriend who uses normally discovered paranormal activities to uncover the real killer, where Dana Radcliffe played the character that had horns throughout the entirety of the film.
I never saw that movie.
I never heard
about it.
I never did either, but that was one of Radcliffe's first post Harry Potter films.
Wow, that's a dark film to go from like Harry Potter, magical land to that.
Yeah.
But interesting.
Yes. So.
So now he's doing Crawl.
Yes.
Which we both have watched the trailer. I showed my mom the trailer. My mom was like, I need to see this movie.
Yeah.
She was so invested in this movie.
Yeah. So.
It's about just a giant old alligator in someone's basement.
Yeah. So basically the quick byline of this film is it's a daughter and father who get trapped in their home during a Category 5 hurricane and are hunted by alligators. Really, that's all you need to know about this movie.
Yeah.
And that's really what the marketing is leading you to believe.
Right.
It's just they got stuck in a hurricane and now there's alligators after them and they're fucked.
Yeah, right. And so the reason why you and I are even seeing this, because we've been laughing at this film.
We have.
Since we've seen trailers.
We have.
But it's got like really good reviews.
Yeah. At last check, it had an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes as of today, which is Sunday, July 14th.
Right. So I'm curious to see why it's getting such good reviews.
Right.
Because I feel as if they showed everything in the trailer.
Yeah. It's from like some of the discussions I've seen online. I haven't like been trying to read spoilers or anything.
Right.
Honestly, what can you spoil about this movie, though? It seems like
right,
it's
like the plot spoils itself.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I'm not expecting much especially because this movie is very short too.
Yeah, it's only an hour. It's less than an hour and a half. It's like
right.
an hour and 27 minutes.
So, like, what are we gonna get out of this film? That's kind of where I am.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
yeah, I mean, I'm at least my expectations are. I think it's gonna be at least interestingly like shot and directed, considering mm-hmm. Aja's pedigree and what he's done in the past.
Right.
And I think it'll at least be somewhat from the trailers. I got sort of a campy vibe a little bit. Like, almost what I've seen on the descriptions are a sci-fi channel movie with a budget, which seems like a very apt description for this film.
Okay.
Like, you know, if it was like a monster movie that would be shown on sci-fi, but if it had a much bigger budget with a better director. I don't know. That's kind of what I get from it, but also I feel like it could be straying a little more to the serious side. But then again, what do we know?
Right. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting because I feel like I said, I feel like we've seen the whole thing mm-hmm. in the trailer. That's always been like, I don't need to see that. I saw the movie. The movie was, it was 3 minutes long, you
yeah,
know,
type exactly. of thing.
So I'll be interested to see exactly like what it's about
yeah.
and like, if it's as good as everyone's saying it is. Like, so right. were these critic ratings as
yes,
well?
Yes, this was critic rating. The critic rating at last, yeah. So the critics were saying at an 89% fresh rating.
That's crazy. Because normally with like the, wow. And then yeah. like 77, enjoy the movie.
Yeah, yeah, 89% tomato meter from critics and a 77% audience score.
Okay.
Which is surprising.
Normally that's flipped. Even with, like, the campy horror stuff, normally the audience likes it more than the critics.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm like, why? What's with the high review?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting,
yeah.
nonetheless. So, yeah. Let's go waste an hour and a half of our time.
yeah.
Go walk around the promenade.
And then go watch this movie.
And then go watch this little crocodile movie.
Yes. And we will give you our thoughts when we come out of the theater. All so right. stay tuned. Okay, so we just got out of seeing Crawl.
We're driving home.
Yes, we literally just got in the car out of the theater.
That movie was hilarious to me.
We went into it with the expectation thinking it's basically a sci-fi movie on steroids. That's absolutely, honestly, what it was. 1,000%.
It's so unrealistic, which obviously, if you're watching this movie for like realistic purposes, you're gonna be highly, highly disappointed.
Yeah.
It was hilarious to me. I don't know about you, Evan. Like, I guess if that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for that sci-fi horror-esque type of thing, sure. Do I agree with the ratings that this movie is getting? No, I do not.
But I do see where people are liking this. I like the fact that it's a very, let me say, claustrophobic story, in a sense that it's centering around very few characters in one specific location,
mm-hmm.
and it's very, I don't want to say grounded, it's grounded in its own reality, I will say that, in that it's working with this one particular scenario, and it's establishing it pretty well. The lead performances from Barry Pepper and Kaya Scodelario are very, very good.
They're good, yes,
they're
I will
very
say.
Good. I will give them that. Those two were a very believable father and daughter combination that worked really well together. Their resourcefulness was really, really cool to see play out. I really enjoyed their interaction with one another. The backstory they kind of introduced with that family was interesting, albeit it led to some very cheesy moments at the end. With pep talks and things like that, that kind of felt a little out of place in the context of the story, but their interactions were very good, and they did put on some very good performances. Special effects wise,
low budget.
You could tell this was a movie made on a lower budget.
You could tell that none of those alligators were ever real.
Absolutely not.
Like, they didn't even have placeholders. Like, nothing. Like, super fake, and you can tell right out the bat.
Yeah. Yes. Story-wise, let me just say, we're not going to really get into spoilers for this movie unless, you know, just see, really, the thing I would say, see this film for yourself is really, really, if you're into the idea of this, I would check out this movie.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was enjoyable. You know, it was...
I wouldn't see... I would wait for it to come on DVD and then, like... Or, like, wait for it to come to Netflix. Because, you know, it's going to be on one of those, like, stream services.
Yeah, definitely.
I would honestly wait for that. There's no need to see it in theater.
Yeah.
What I do believe is that the timing for this movie, the amount of time it took to watch it, which was, like, an hour and a half... Perfect length.
Yes.
It was one of those movies where if, like, I got nothing to do, I want to watch something silly, kind of mindless. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And it didn't take me 2 hours to watch it.
Definitely, yeah.
They knew not to drag out the movie, and awesome. Super, super cool about that.
I think for what it was trying to be, and it was trying to be a low budget with a little bit, low to mid budget horror film, that still had that sort of campy, weird aesthetic. It wasn't bad. It was not bad at all. With the pedigree of Alexander Aja, with the films he's done in the past, I think it's definitely on that level. Maybe a little bit better than those in the past, because you have a movie like Hills Have Eyes, which was straight horror.
Mm.
That was just straight horror, more on the torture porn level. You have Piranha 3D, which was the campy horror thriller where you have Ving Rhames in a sheriff costume yelling around at piranhas and shit like that.
I think this is like a happy medium.
Definitely a happy medium. It's definitely got... one thing I'll give this film is that it really does a great job of building tension. The scenes where they're in the house... The scenes where they're in the house underwater trying to figure out the ways to get out, they really do build tension very well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the cinematography in the movie is actually really good. A lot of the scenes where the characters are being chased by these alligators are shot pretty well.
Mm.
A lot of the underwater camera work is very interesting, and seeing how they're, you know, going through these tight corridors or this basement of the house, it's really cool to see. And I think there were some really interesting stylistic choices made with this film.
Mm.
Even with its small budget, it seemed like they really tried to get the most out of the location they were in. Which I think helped a lot, because
mm-hmm.
when you're confined to such a small space like that, there's only so much you can do. But
right.
I think with the combination of the story they were trying to tell and, you know, the situation that was going on and what was going on, they really made a good use of that, you know, tight claustrophobic area. So
okay.
I will say, if you are claustrophobic, this movie might give you some some creeps, because there's some really tight spaces.
Right. There was one space where I was like, you know what, I would just die now. Like, I would just submit to this and just be like, all right, just kill me. Like, this is just too much.
Yeah, so it was enjoyable, I will say. It was a easy way to spend an hour and a half. You know, if you have AMC A-List, use a showing of that to go see this movie.
Yeah, don't spend money.
Or go see it on a discount Tuesday for $5. Don't spend full price to go see this movie.
Yeah.
But at least if you're interested in the idea, at least get a ticket that way. If you have A-List, or if you're looking for a discount movie to go watch, I think this is the movie for you to check out.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
Yeah. This is not a full price ticket movie. If you see it on a second run in a small theater, great. That's where you want to see it. Because honestly, I enjoyed the premise. I was interested by it, and I thought it was executed pretty well for what it was. So, you know, if you have any interest in seeing Crawl, I would recommend it. If not, if you're not interested in seeing it in the theater, wait for it to come out on a streaming service. So, Lynn, so for this movie, I have a specific rating system I want you to follow.
Okay.
How many chomps out of 5 do you give this movie?
I'll give it, like, 3 chomps.
That's okay.
Three chomps with my twofers.
That's fair. I'd give it a solid 3.5 chomps out of 5 for this movie.
Yeah.
It was, for what it was and kind of the genre it fit itself in, that's kind of where I would slot it in at. So,
all right, that seems fair to me.
Yeah.
So, where can people find you?
So you can find me on Twitter at @E_Williamson93. That's where I'm posting all of my musings. You know, whatever I'm talking about, you can find it there. Lynn, how about you?
Go to Twitter. Type in Ann Lynn, AynnLNN. Give me a good old follow, buddy.
Nice. And if you want to follow this show on Twitter, you can find us on Twitter @FreshlyScreened or on Facebook @facebook.com/FreshlyScreened. We put out these episodes whenever we feel like putting them out. So whenever we go see a movie, you know, we'll let you know. We'll post it on Twitter, and then we will post the episode shortly after. Because really, these are meant to be casual film reviews. Nothing crazy. We're not experts.
No, but Evan's literally driving while we do this.
I'm literally driving as we do this. But you know, we wanted to make this show to kind of give you our instant reactions to film, and you know, our honest, unbiased reactions really to these movies. And yeah, so. So that's going to be it for the first episode of Freshly Screened. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you guys later.